Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون.
And do not disgrace me on the day they are all resurrected.
يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون.
The day when there will not benefit anyone, wealth or children.
إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
But only one who comes to Allah with a sound heart.
Brothers and sisters, we finished discussion over the 86th verse of the chapter, and now we have reached the next verses. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The 87th verse says, And abase me not on the day when men will be raised up, and the day whereon neither wealth nor sons will avail, except for him who comes to Allah with a pure heart. So, as you were with us, you know Prophet Abraham started talking to the Lord of the universe, asking him, supplicating to him in the presence of the others. So, Prophet Abraham finally expresses his sixth and last supplication unto the presence of Allah, which is also concerned to the day of resurrection. So he says, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And abase me not on the day when people will be raised up. Being abased and blamed in the hereafter is the worst state of a person. Among all the difficulties and problems of the hereafter and that resurrection day, Abraham points to not being abased then. The Quranic phrase, La tuqzini, do not abase me, is derived from the Arabic word khizi, and as Raghib says in his Mufradat, it means a kind of spiritual problem and failure, which is either from the side of a person himself that appears in the form of excessive shame, or it is from the side of the others, which is imposed upon the person, and that's how he is being abased. So, this khizi can be approached from two different sides. Inner kind of khizi and being abased, and the outer one, which is from the others. This meaning, expressed by Abraham, besides being a lesson and practice for others, is the sign of his ultimate feeling of responsibility and his trust on the grace of the Almighty Allah. لا تخزني يوم يبعثون. do not abase me on the day where people will be raised up. Waghfir li abi, Prophet Abraham says to Allah, and forgive my father.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, if we put this verse beside the one that said, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَوْ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, and who I hope will forgive my mistakes on the Day of Judgment, we see that there are both Khawf and Raja seen when Prophet Abraham is talking to his Lord. At first, he is truly hopeful. أَطْمَوْ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي, I am hopeful that he will forgive me. But at the same time, he is worried about being abased on that day. So that's why he has both of these Khawf and Raja together. He is fearful, at the same time hopeful of the Lord of the worlds. So this is what we can learn. Human beings, wherever they are, in any state given, they must not be ignorant of hereafter. That is why Prophet Abraham has put a lot of emphasis on the concept of hereafter and the resurrection day. And one last point regarding La Tukhzini that Prophet Abraham says. This being abased is for the time when the others, the other people, are aware of our problems, are aware of our misbehaviors and misdeeds. So Prophet Abraham is worried about that day. And this is one of the worst states a person can handle. So that's why, instead of being worried about the fire of hell, Prophet Abraham mentions this, because this is much worse than the fire of hell, possibly, being abased on the day of hereafter. Because the Holy Quran says, إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارِ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهِ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.